Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Miles Goodwin is easily one of the most recognizable names on the Canadian music landscape, from the success of April Wine to his solo efforts to becoming an author and recent success with his Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues. The success of the first album meant the second one came along rather quickly. Miles will share with us his thoughts on being a noted blues man these days and all the other cool projects he's into as we feature the new album Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues 2. Starting with the lead track, this is Hip Hip on Atlantic Access.
Down Louisiana, about a lifetime ago, I was doing a sidewalk crawl all the way to Chicago. Oh, yeah. Walker Black and a friend of mine. I was treading water, looking cool, sipping wine. Yeah, I was young and able, but I was marked for sin. I left the barn door open, and the girls kept coming in.
Daddy Needs New Shoes and Hip Hip on Atlantic Access. Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues chatting with Miles here. And Miles, did you ever picture yourself or imagine yourself a blues man one day?
Not really, Terry. No, I mean, not until the idea occurred to me in, back in 07, 08 when I started thinking about maybe doing something like this. But it was never my plan all those years. It was more in the rock vein, as we know, with April Wine, and that's how that played out. But yeah, I started considering after some things happened to me personally, and I realized my own mortality and a whole bunch of other things. And it's something I've always really enjoyed. It's something I go to more naturally. I don't sit around and listen to rock records. I listen to other kinds of music, including the blues. So I felt I had a kind of a feel and a sense for it.
You also have become an author of sorts with your memoirs released a little while back. Are you surprised by the success of that at all?
Not really, because, you know, we have so many April Wine fans, and there's been this legacy that's been going on for decades. So there was a built-in kind of demographic for the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that people really liked it, it was a pleasant surprise. But the fact that it actually sold, you know, people want to know about bands like April Wine that they, you know, that they follow over the years. So it was a very, very honest book that I wrote for my family more than anybody, because I was never home. I was always on the road stuff. So I wanted my kids and everybody to know what really happened, where Dad was during all those times when I wasn't home. That kind of thing. And also for fans that have been hearing secondhand, third-hand stories for years and urban legends that I kind of shake my head at whenever I hear these comments saying this is so wrong. And for all of my adult business days, I've never really talked about it. The book is very truthful. And by the way, the memoir we're talking about here is just between you and me.
You've got your hand in so many different pots, you know, songwriter circles, acoustic shows. How many different entities do you have these days, Miles?
I think we're at three, you know, pretty much, because April Wine and a blues band, obviously, and just between you and me live.
Okay.
And so what I do is I play April Wine songs mostly, but also it's just a history of kind of like where it all started, and then April, leading up to April Wine getting together, and of course Jim Henman is one of the people that's featured in this show, and he's the original member of April Wine. We grew up together. We met each other in 1963 and formed April Wine in 1969. When he retired, he got back into the music, making CDs, and I was touring with me along with another gentleman named Bruce Dixon. So it's the trio, the blues band, and April Wine. Really, that's it.
Just getting back to the blues band and the album that we're featuring here, which is number two, didn't take very long to get the second one done, did it?
No, it didn't. I actually had one or two songs in the can already. But no, I wrote the bulk of them and got it recorded out within basically 12 months. With the acceptance of the first one, the Juno nomination for, you know, Blues Album of the Year, my first release, and winning the East Coast Music Award for Blues Album of the Year, and all the airplay, it was in the U.S., in the United States, it was in the top 40 for over a year. So for that kind of acceptance, it's just a green light for me to, you know, they've accepted me, or so far anyway. So they've accepted me, and I've accepted the fact that I could do this okay, and I found my blues voice and everything, and everybody's okay with it. So do another one. You know, when you're my age at 71, you don't wait two or three years between albums. Well, never. I promise you and everybody else on the planet, I will never do a project that I'm not passionate about again, ever. So if the passion's there and the desire's there, the songs come.
Your first emphasis track from number two is also a music video that's getting quite a few numbers.
Now, Fish Tank Blues is a whole story about a fish tank and all the different fish, and this little community of fish in a tank. It is just a guitar player and me.
Now on Atlantic Access.
Catfish in my fish tank, all it do is stay in. I got a catfish in my fish tank, all it do is stay in. I got a catfish in my fish tank, I do believe he wants out of there. There's a barn cat on my back porch. Who wants to come inside? I got a barn cat on my back porch, but he wants to come inside. I got a barn cat on my back porch. He wants to take my seahorse for a ride. I got a samurai in my fish tank. Yeah, and he's looking for a fight. I have a samurai in my fish tank. Yeah, he's looking for a fight. Are wasted, man. They couldn't sleep a wink last night. Lord have mercy, I'm singing the fish tank blues. Play us some, Will. Thank you.
the ship came in. I was at the train station drinking. When your ship came in, I was at the train station drinking. Oh, won't you go away and come back another day? When you got to the train station, I was at the bus stop drinking. When you got to the train station, I was at the bus stop drinking. Oh, won't you go away and come back another day? When you got to the bus stop, I was at my house drinking. When you got to the bus stop, I was home drinking. Now won't you go away and come back another day? When you got to my house, I was in the backyard drinking. When you got to my house, I was in the backyard drinking. Won't you please go away and come back another day? When you got to my backyard, I was laying on the lawn. When you got to my backyard, I was laying on the lawn. The neighbors said you screamed for hours, but I didn't hear a sound. I was gone.
When Your Ship Came In, that's Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues from the second album here on Atlantic Access. You know, where does it go from here, Miles? You just released this album. You're getting some shows with the blues band. Are you looking at maybe a tour? Or?
Well, we don't really tour anymore. Like, April Wine doesn't tour anymore. Most of the people I know, all my contemporaries, they're like us. We fly out, we do the shows, we fly back. There's no on the road for weeks or even a few months at a time. But yes, the blues band will be working, doing festivals, mostly festivals next year. And April 1 will continue as usual. And the trio, we got 3 weeks in the sun, a week in Florida, a week over in Texas, a week in Arizona.
Nice.
To get away from the cold winter. you know, that's business. And I've started on Friends of the Blues 3 already.
Wow. So you've got some really choice players with you in this blues outfit. You're a five-piece altogether.
I handpicked them. I mean, I've known Bruce Dixon, the bass player. I've known him for a long time. He used to play with Dutch Mason. And he also played in a band called the Oakley Band with Richie Oakley. That's when I first met him. He was probably 15 or 16 when we did a little tour April Wine.
Nice.
And the Oakley Band. And then Rita McNeil. He was with Rita. Rita's bass player, too, for about 20 years. And he also worked with Rock Voisin.
Nice.
For about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's my neighbor here. He's an awesome guy. He sings great. Warren Robert on guitar, I've known him for many years. He's really quite incredible. Ross Billard's been one of the Who's piano session live players for decades. And that was it's a thrill working with him. And the only one I didn't know from before is the drummer, J.R. Smith, that I heard great things about him. Invited him to come in and jam one day, and so he became the drummer. So it's a good group of guys.
Yeah. We're going to get into a tune called "Being Good Won't Do Us Any Good Tonight." It's a duet. Tell us about your duet partner on that one.
Well, I decided to do a duet. I haven't done one in years. I did one. I did a solo album way back in the late '80s, and I did a duet with Lee Aaron. For this record, I thought it would be fun to do a duet. When I wrote this song, I realized this, before I finished it, I realized this could be a duet, so I wrote it so that it was a him and her kind of thing. And I saw that, I heard her sing, and she's a great, great voice. She won from the Toronto Blues Society, she won Female Vocalist, I think it's 7, if not 8 years in a row, including last year. So I called her, and she was thrilled, and I was thrilled, and it turned out really well.
Her name escapes me.
Angel Forrest.
Right on. So we're going to wrap it up here, Miles. We're going to play a couple more tunes from the second album and look forward to a third. Thank you so much for taking the time. Hope to see you again down the road.
I appreciate this as well. So be well, and we'll do it again.
I don't want to be good to you. I don't want to feel your touch. I don't want to hold your hand when my heart aches so much. I don't want to be sweet on you. No, I don't want to speak name. Let's not fool ourselves, pretending we're all right, if being good won't do us any good tonight. I don't want to be nice to you. I don't want to kiss your lips.
Miles Goodwin and Friends of the Blues from the album 2, Help Me Baby, and before that, Being Good Won't Do Us Any Good Tonight. The Atlantic Access Podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. We'll stick in the blues rock category for our bonus track this week and offer something from Blake Johnson. Most recently, you might know him as Christine Campbell's main collaborator. You'll actually hear Christine doing backup vocals on this song. Blake's debut single is a winner. Turn it up for I Can't Stop Loving You on Atlantic Access.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.